Funny British memes.
Okay, wait, sure.
Okay.
It's gonna be a mess.
Hello and welcome back to It Takes Four to Tango.
Stop.
Can we just get this done?
Get this over and done with, please.
Hello and welcome back to It Takes Four to Tango. This week I'm going to be talking about assumptions that other people that don't live in Britain are making about British people. Boys, I want to see what your thoughts about are, because I was reading a page about it and I found them quite funny. So the first assumption that people think that British people have is that many people outside of Britain believe that everybody in Britain is good friends with the Queen. And really? I have no clue where this comes from, because first of all, London is a very small place and the Queen does not visit many people. So unless you go to the royal wedding or something, I'm not sure whether you would even be able to meet the Queen or shake hands with the Queen or not. So have any of you boys met the Queen before?
I know someone that's related to the Queen.
Do you?
Who?
I do. Wow.
How closely?
So the Queen's mother, aka the Queen Mother, is second cousins with her great grandma.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Are they famous?
No, you've heard. Yeah.
I'll give you a hint. I am dating this person.
What?
Really?
No.
Come on, he's told us that before.
Yeah.
To the Queen.
Yeah.
The Queen's mother is second cousins with her great grandmother.
Wait, you're dating someone?
You have a girlfriend? What? Oh, I have a stat here that apparently 9 people out of every 10 person will complain about the weather in one day in Britain. So I'm not very surprised that outsiders believe that British people don't see the sun.
I complained about the weather today. Who else complained about the weather today?
I did. It was too windy today.
It was too windy today. Like, so windy, I woke up and the wind was blowing my blind all over the place. Same. It was so annoying. Oh, bro, it's like we're British.
Actually, I complained about the weather to come. I didn't complain about the weather today. But
I'll tell you one of the funniest British stereotypes I've heard. You know, it was on one of the Michael McIntyre shows, and it's like when British people go on holiday and they like spend ages getting to the pool, and then they're in the pool and they're like, oh, it's fine once you get in.
Yeah.
It's just so cool.
And it just doesn't.
Oh, it's so true. And then before you're trying to get in, you're like, you dip your toe, oh, it's freezing, freezing. And then everyone's there, like, swimming around, like, oh, it's much better once you get in.
And it's really bad.
Oh, dear.
I guess if you live in a hot country, then it's much better, but it just doesn't get any better. Another one is that British people all live in castles and cottages.
Now, that one is true. if you've ever been to Ethan's house, you'll know that's a
that is a massive castle.
That is, yeah. Okay,
next one?
Let's go back to the tea. Another one was that British people all drink tea and they get out their little spoonful of Tetley's tea and they get their pink and they're sipping their tea in the beautiful British cloudiness.
Can we actually talk about this one? I like this one. Like, do you guys drink tea?
Yes.
No.
I drink tea. But
Tetley's
is no one
drinks tea. No, Tetley's is wrong. And you don't get a spoonful of Tetley's. No one properly like gets a tea strainer, adds the tea leaves, and then pours in the boiling water and then allows it to a tea bag.
No, Tetley's do tea bags as well.
Yeah, I know, but he said get a spoonful of tea. No one does that.
you can put your tea bag on the spoon.
Just a spoonful of tea helps my scones go down.
That was very English. Do other people eat scones in different countries?
I'm going to make a prediction for the future. I think in like 10 years' time, other people will eat scones.
There must be a thing. I think they're Australian people.
And is it cream first or jam first? Ooh.
It's jam first.
It depends if you're in Cornwall or Devon.
Do you have cream or jam? What do you have in your scones?
Jam and then cream.
Ezra, don't talk to me about cheese scones or weird things like that.
Oh, cheese.
No, cheese scones are not cheese on a scone. That doesn't matter. Obviously, it's in a different scenario to having a sweet scone.
You wouldn't have sweet scone. Jam and cream on a cheese scone.
Yeah, obviously.
Would you not?
Oh, you could have a full three-course scone meal. You could have like a plain scone with some soup. And then you could have a cheese scone for your main
have
course.
The cheese scone with the soup.
Like melted cheese.
No. Can you get a big scone and have it as a burger? And then cut the scone into tiny little slivers and deep fry them.
Quarantine summer ideas. Burger scone.
Cooking time with Porter Tango.
Let's do that.
Should we do another one? Do we have time for another one?
We have time for so many.
There's the nod that you do when you walk past people.
Oh, the nod! This is the definitive nod. If you know the person, you nod your head from bottom to top, like you raise
your
head.
No, you don't.
If you don't know
the person,
if you don't know the person, you nod your head down. If you do know them, you nod your head up.
No, I just nod my head
down. You're doing it wrong.
No one nods their head up like they're doing like a scoop of the head.
You think that deeply about it? I've never thought that deeply about it.
No, you never do it. I know what you mean. I'm thinking like you properly bang down and then lifting your head. It's just like a little.
No, as in you just tilt your head back if you know them.
Yeah.
If you don't know them, if it's someone you've never met, like instead of. So I was on a walk the other day, and obviously I was staying 2 meters away from these people, and they waited for me to go through the gate to get into the field. So I nodded at them as a thank you. Now, I didn't tilt my head up. I tilted my head down as a nod to say thanks to you.
I think I know where that's from.
But then, if I saw my mate, I would be like, oh, yeah, and then swish my head back.
Yeah, maybe it's because those top hats that people used to have in the old days, they used to pull down on the front bit like to say thank you or hello.
Yeah.
Should we do another one? Another assumption.
Another what?
It's another one.
Another one. Another one is that British people all speak very posh and articulated and very well spoken. Which I'm not sure how true that is.
Have you been to Birmingham?
It depends where you go. Yeah. I was about to say.
To be fair, I think I say one posh word, like only one, which is laugh. I say laugh.
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 That's not right to laugh while
that's
I mow
the
grass.
Posh word I ever said.
Laugh. And bath. And
No, bath.
Yeah, bath. Oh, grass. This is going to create so much rage.
Ooh, if you disagree with this,
parcel.
Then tough. Parcel. You can't say parcel. Of course it's parcel.
No, castle.
Oh, I thought you said parcel.
No, I would say parcel.
Parcel.
Maybe I'd say
no,
castle.
I would say castle.
Castle.
Definitely.
Castle. Castle.
I think it depends. Castle sometimes you say one, sometimes you say other.
Yeah.
Could it depend who you're with? Like,
yeah. No,
if you're with certain people, you'd be like, oh, yes. Let us have afternoon tea once we finish this round of croquet, my dear friend.
Dear boy.
And then the rest of the time you're like, oh yeah, lend me a tenner in it, G. And then you're
different. No one should speak like that.
No, I agree with that. Because then maybe, you know with how you put scones? If you're with someone that puts jam first. Okay,
scones.
If you put jam first and then cream, and you see your friend put cream first and then jam.
Then you're going to do the opposite to annoy them.
Yeah, so you can get into an argument about it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Prove that you're more British than them.
No, that is a British thing. So, the British thing is to argue about all these things, like whether you drink tea or how to do your scones or how to pronounce scones.
Oh, another big British thing, I think, is queuing.
Queuing?
Say
queuing.
Like, we queue for everything. like really neat and orderly and respectfully.
Have you seen our school canteenas, right?
Okay. But if you go like to an adult environment, I don't know, Waitrose, and you're queuing for something in Waitrose, like the cashier or whatever, like if someone pushes in the queue, everybody in the whole room
you've been uproar.
Turns around and stares uproar. At them.
That's so true.
Like, but if that happened in like, I don't know, you can't really be offensive, can you? Another country,
in other places,
people would just be like, no one batter eyelids, no one care.
But I think it depends where you go, definitely.
I think it's very British to queue.
I want to finish on this one because I was this one quite annoyed me. This one suggested that us Brits are emotionally stunted, so that we don't feel any emotion.
I agree.
Do you?
To an extent.
How do you agree with that?
Because in the UK, if you walk around like a big city like London, people just don't. If you don't know someone, you don't talk to them. You don't speak to them. You don't acknowledge them. You just walk past them. Or on a tube. Right? You know how like everyone's crushed together in rush hour.
Mm-hmm.
I've only experienced it like really bad once. It was really early in the morning, and it was horrible. Like there's like there's these big men like right in my face, and it's even though you're so close to someone, and even if you haven't got headphones or anything, you don't talk to anyone. Everyone just looks at the floor.
Yeah, that's kind of what you're expected to do. I wouldn't say that's just lacking emotion. That's just like
cold. Yeah, but then you go to the subways in America, and they got saxophone players just going down the things, and everyone's like jumping up and clapping and singing, and it's a bit different.
Yeah,
I suppose.
But they are just like the viral videos that everyone sees. So that's very stereotypical. Right?
But it's true. At the moment, I feel like people have been more friendly if you pass them like out on the walk or something than people would do a few
months
ago.
We always say hi to the postman.
I don't see the postman because I'm scared of him.
I suppose that's British as well. Postman.
Postman.
Postman. I mean, that's probably as a mailman.
Thank you very much for listening to this super brilliant episode. I expect you to see you back here very soon for a cup of tea. I will see you back here next week.
What is going on?
Okay, thank you very much for listening to this super British episode. I will see you back here next week, every Monday, to listen back to It Takes Four to Tango. Thank you.